Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EP. And if you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Jay Dysart, the CEO and founder at Odium.io, a first-of-its-kind branded subscription video service. In addition to leading the Odium team, Jay provides strategic guidance to IBM's Global Business Solutions team for its internal knowledge-sharing platform and serves as CTO of Boosta Inc., developing an innovative step-by-step learning technology launching later this year. And Mr. Dysart, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm pleased to be here.
And Jay, we're certainly pleased to have you with us, and thanks for your time. So for starters, and to help us understand, what is Odium.io? Give us the lowdown and the highlights there.
Yeah, great. Thank you for asking. So Odium is a software as a service platform for creating a video-based subscription service with a complete set of branded apps and a website. So basically, we provide a complete solution, including a management dashboard where you can go in, upload your videos, manage them in playlists, create your own subscription plans and pricing, brand your channel, handle communications like push notifications, things like that. And then we also provide to our publishers a complete set of fully branded, so we're a white-labeled service, fully branded apps on every major platform, the Apple platform, iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, Roku, Google Play, the whole Android suite of phones and tablets and TV devices, as well as now the Amazon Fire. So that's pretty much the platform.
And I'd say that's pretty exciting stuff right there. Now, how does Odium work for content creators and publishers? Tell us the good news on that.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the differentiator for our service is services like this have been around, but really they've only been accessible to the big guys. You think about big networks when the internet started to be the place where they wanted to be, went out and started creating their own apps. Someone like a network like a Comedy Central or a VH1 or something, right? They went out to a vendor who could provide them with the apps, the video streaming infrastructure, all the pieces necessary to get onto people's devices wherever they are. With our platform, we're basically enabling, a small publisher, an individual yoga teacher, someone teaching music lessons, almost anyone, as well as, high quality, full-on video producers making scripted narrative content or documentary content, almost anything. They can use our platform to have basically exactly the same technology footprint in the world as the big guys. If you think about something like a Netflix or a Hulu, we basically have all of the same pieces that they have. So you know when you're using Netflix, you can go to Netflix.com. It's got a website there. You can watch the video there. You know that if you're on your Apple TV, you can pop into the App Store and download the Netflix app. We have the same thing. So our publishers, even if it's a very small publisher, we're right in the App Store for them under their brand name. No one really, your subscribers don't really see our technology or our name Odium. We're just the technology standing behind it that powers that. In the past, this kind of technology solution has been prohibitively expensive, hundreds of thousands of dollars to get up and running. Even today, with some of the solutions that are out there, you're still looking at $15,000 or $20,000 just to get started, which of course is prohibitively expensive for the smaller guys. So what we really set out to do was build something that really a very democratic platform that could allow anyone with the gumption, I guess, to really put together a subscription-based product and make the video that's necessary to do that. If they can do that, we want to empower them to reach their audiences wherever they are in a straightforward, honest way.
And with that detail, that ought to get a few folks excited right now and wanting to check this out. Now, it seems like Odium is the answer for many small fitness and service businesses that are non-essential. Do you have examples of how some customers may have used Odium or should be using the platform in this COVID era?
Yes, you know, in the midst of a global pandemic and the tragedy that we're seeing all around us, we feel like we've built the technology for the moment, and we've been thrilled to be helping some of these smaller businesses to get something up and running that helps keep them viable. But it's not only during this time, but also as a long range strategy for a small yoga studio. So a couple of examples, as you requested. This week, actually, we're launching two different yoga studios, one on the East Coast called the Vinyasa Cloud, and one here in Long Beach, California, that's local to us, called Purple Yoga. In both cases, they are, you know, have a wonderful footprint in their local community. Their classrooms are packed normally. And they're teaching a lot, and so suddenly they're shut down entirely, right? In California, we're seeing the second wave of shutdowns now. And so for the last few months, these guys have been using the resources they have, which is they've got an open classroom, they've got teachers without work, and they've acquired some very simple equipment to do some recording, cameras, simple audio equipment, a couple of lights. This is not major expense. And they've been recording classes like crazy. Purple Yoga, I think, already has over 30 or 40 hours of content in our system, and they're launching now, and they've created a lot more that they're just kind of doing, putting together. And so, you know, they have seen, this is an idea that was on the back burner for these guys for years, thinking about, but when you're running a business that's thriving and trying to just teach your classes and keep things going, it's hard to move that idea to the front burner. But of course, this pandemic has done that for a lot of these folks. But when they went out looking, a lot of the solutions were tricky and not exactly what they wanted. What they were really seeking was something where they could, they've invested a lot in their brand and in their name, and they wanted to leverage that and build something that felt really true to them, not just sending people off to a bigger platform or some other, sort of random destination. They wanted to build a complete branded experience. And that's what our platform provides. Also, in the last few months, we launched a very exciting fitness one with Pound Rockout. They're a really exciting, intriguing business that does a drumming-based high energy music, rock and roll workout they have a footprint all over the world with teachers in places like your local Y. Think of it kind of like a Zumba or something like that, where there's a teacher local who's teaching certified by Pound. They've launched their Backstage product through Odium in the last few months to, you know, tremendous success. Again, opening up a new revenue stream that they plan to keep going long after this pandemic is behind us. One of the things that a yoga studio or a fitness studio faces is there's only so many spaces in a yoga studio that they can sell, and there's only so many hours in a day. So there's always a ceiling for their revenue that is physically capped. But with a digital solution like this, they can reach not only their existing students who may not be able to make that Thursday afternoon class with the teacher that they love. They can now take that at home on their on demand. But they also reach a whole new audience outside of their local area, literally globally. And it just provides them a whole new scalable outlet. So we're very excited to be helping publishers like this. It's a great example of what our platform was meant to do.
And with reason to be excited there today, we're joined by Jay Dysart, the CEO and founder at Odium.io, a first-of-its-kind branded subscription video service. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, it also seems like digital transformation never really was a pressing issue for places like studios, while some content creators probably had the leg up by creating on YouTube. How challenging is this to get started, and why would one do this versus posting their content on YouTube? What's the advantages there?
Yeah, it's a great question. There's so many options out there, and I will be the first to say that they should look at all the options, because a commitment to a subscription-based service is exactly that. It is a commitment. Some folks, and we've talked to plenty of different yoga studios and fitness studios during the last few months, and a lot of them are not quite ready to do a subscription service, and so they're getting their feet wet on things like YouTube, Patreon, where it's basically a donation platform that allows them to kind of just get their feet wet, get started with the idea of creating video, and some of them are doing live Zoom classes, things like that. And those options are totally viable. I think what's happening, we are in an interesting time, obviously, in a lot of ways. One of the big transformations that's happening in the world is people's eyes are opening to the true cost of a free platform. What advertising at that scale, what we are giving up in terms of our privacy and our data privacy, our rights, things like that, we want no part of that part of the world. We're trying to create a service where subscribers pay creators directly, obviously through our platform. We're enabling that to happen with as little friction as possible. But there's no advertising involved. There's no ulterior motives. No one's trying to mine people's data through our platform. And that's something we're really proud of. I think for someone to get started in a platform like this, they do have to think about sort of that initial content creation and what their strategy is for the long term. They do, they have to do it in a thoughtful way. You can't just sort of on a whim jump into creating a subscription service, because by nature, you're making a commitment that your service is going to be around for a time period that someone would expect when they sign up for a subscription, and that there's a long-term value, that there's some initial value and also long-term value. So, once we are here to help, that's a bit of a unique part of our service as well. Our team is standing by to help, to give some advice about how to structure these things. That's what makes us a little bit different too. It's not just while the whole platform is, you can do it yourself, everything is usable, but we are standing by and very present in the product and offering our publishers our insights into what we're seeing is successful across all the publishers using our platform. So hopefully that's helpful to folks. We also have a webinar on our website that talks a bit about different solutions and the things to consider when you are contemplating a solution like this to get through this pandemic. So that can be helpful as well.
Absolutely. Good stuff there. And as we conclude today, what is a tip for content creators when creating a subscription service? Obviously, we'd love to hear your thought on that as we conclude today.
Sure. Yeah. I think it's those things of thinking about the two pieces, both like as a subscriber, you need to provide for your subscribers, you need to provide both initial value and long-term value. The great thing about a subscription service is once you've got people engaged, you can really manage it. It's not just a one-off thing. You can really manage it more like a business. So we encourage people to think about what's going to get people in the door, whether that's a sizable video library or the promise of regularly posted new content. Maybe there's exclusive content inside the platform, and you're also posting on YouTube. We encourage that people do that, of course. Live events, things like that can create that long-term value, that people know if they remain a subscriber, they're getting access to more on a regular basis. So that's the part that will keep them signed up. So that's probably my biggest tip is just thinking about a strategy that incorporates those two things, the initial value and then the long-term value.
Again, Jay, we want to thank you for your time and for joining us on behalf of Odium. We certainly do appreciate that, and not only that, but what you offer in this space as well. Folks, for more information, it is simply odium.io. Mr. Dysart, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And you too. Make it a good one. We've been speaking with Jay Dysart, the CEO and founder at Odium.io, a first-of-its-kind branded subscription video service. And for further information, once again, it is Odium.io. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.